This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all.
Woo! Oh, I have a turn on you when you look too good to me.
Take a tail feather, baby.
Maybe I'll take a cut me in two when I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all and a heart of sin. You can bet your life. Stakes are high and so am I. In the air tonight,
City Madman. Let's get him back on. Time to have him back on. He's a little jealous of his rock show. Obviously, Mr. Picture on South Mills, he's much tougher than I am. You know, Ted Nugent is an imposing figure in person. He's like, this is a real caveman. Caveman ain't stupid like today. He's smart and psychic. Let's get serious. Millie Weaver is riding the shotgun with us for a few more segments. Then Tom Papert, one of our great TV station managers and an awesome talk show in his own right, takes over. Millie, we're going to play some of these clips next segment, but, you know, instead of me asking questions, I got 50 of them. What do you want to say about what happened yesterday at Biden's event? And then I'm going to play this clip next segment of him slurring his words. And I was like, man, he's like he's having a stroke. So that family members have had strokes. It's not a joking matter. And then one of our great researchers, Kit Daniels, walked in and he said, you remember he had brain surgery for a stroke and had part of his brain removed like 10 years ago. And I was like, so I'm nothing against him being 75 or whatever, but he's the oldest person to ever run for president in a serious capacity. I just don't think Biden's got what it takes. He's older than Trump and hadn't been elected, Millie.
Well, you know, at first I was hesitant to come out and tell people that Biden had such low attendees at his rally. I mean, they're trying to claim that he had at least 600 inside. And what I'm telling you right now, Alex, is he had maybe, I mean, the building had a capacity of 240 people, which sounds about right from what I saw. And then outside he had maybe 30 people. And the reason I'm hesitant to tell people this is because I don't want Republicans and Trump supporters to think, oh, Trump's got this in the bag. I can just stay home.
No, they're going to steal the election. No. Exactly.
They're going to steal it with electronic votes, illegal alien votes. Dead people are going to be voting. I mean, the Democrats are going to steal it. So we still need people to get out
there. Yeah, the bad guy that just got killed in, I watched it with my kids Sunday. It was actually pretty good. Game of Thrones. Who's the Ice King and the Light King? What's his name?
Oh, I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name.
I'm proud of our crew. What's the name of the bad guy? The Night King. We think we're going to win. No, the Democrats have the dead. They have the zombie force. You're right. The Night King.
Yeah, they're going to use whatever means they can to steal the election. We are going to see that. So we still need people to flood the election to support Trump, essentially. Otherwise, if we don't, we are going to have Joe Biden, because he is the establishment pick, that, and I can already guarantee most likely Bernie Sanders is going to kowtow to, just like last time.
And both of them talk completely weird. One can't talk, the other talks like this. What are we going to do? I won't control the government to kill Christians. I love to kill... I'm sorry. Sorry, Millie, go ahead.
It looks like many of these leftists who are very set in their ways, they don't care who the person is. They're going to vote whoever is on the opposite end of Trump.
They don't care, you mean they do what they're told.
They're just so anti-Trump that to them it doesn't matter. They're like, oh, well, I'll vote for any of the contenders as long as it's not Trump. They don't care that Joe Biden's groping women. They don't care about his...
Can you imagine if I was in videos like walking up to people I don't know and like grabbing their kid's hair and smelling it? I mean, if somebody did that to my kid, I'd punch him.
That's what, and they tried to justify
that. Here's an example. You've been on my boat with my wife and I, you and your husband and your son. Can you imagine if I was on a boat with you and I walked over and like rubbing your son's hair and smelling him? Wouldn't you kick me in the face or something? I mean, how does he get away with this?
I don't know. The left is willing to just idolize him and turn the cheek and just say, oh, that's all fine. But, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, he drinks
beer. You are a racist. Shut up. Women need to keep their mouths shut. I'm Bernie Sanders. Let's come back and get to your report from Ohio with Joe Biden. Stay with us, everyone. I'm Bernie Sanders.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We're here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Joe Biden is holding his first campaign rally.
It is my honor and pleasure to introduce Vice President Joe Biden, the next president of the United States.
Practically the smallest amount of people I've ever seen here. It's not a big crowd size as compared to many Trump rallies that we've seen. This is typical of Democrat candidates, so they don't tend to have as big of turnout. This is not a really big venue either. It's a rather small building behind me that was filled up. But overall, it's interesting because I talked to
Hit pause. If you're a radio listener, I know Millie said that it's capacity 240. She shows the fire department. But my God, this is like a 1920s tiny three-story building. They must have had them packed in like sardines just to make it look big. We're going to continue with the report, but this is pathetic. If you're a TV viewer, you see it. Radio listeners must go to InfoWars.com. Where we posted her article. I hope we posted it. I don't have the site pulled up. A dim shrug off Biden's racist past. I think the angle is media covers up for Trump having less than 200 people. This is pathetic. Let's continue.
This is typical of Democrat candidates, so they don't tend to have as big of turnout. This is not a really big venue either. It's a rather small building behind me that was filled up. But overall, it's interesting because
Back it up to the start. This, 10 seconds. This is the Teamster Temple. And it was the Teamsters that signed deals for NAFTA and GATT. Mel, we're going to go back to your report, but this is bombshell. That is a tiny building. He looked like a teepee he had a meeting in.
Yeah, you know, when I pull up to many of these Democrat events, I'm like, what is going on? Could they have picked a smaller venue to hold their rally?
Trump events
is
like Superdome stadiums and 10,000, 20,000 turn back and helicopters and giant traffic for 20 miles. But with this, like, oh, look at the giant crowd. By the way, Bernie Sanders said you're a whitest supremacist. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Joe Biden even held one of his recent ones in a tiny little bar in the middle of nowhere, pretty much. I mean, these guys are picking the smallest venues to make everyone crunch in there like sardines so that then they could say, yeah, we had overflow. Well, you wouldn't have even had overflow.
We had overflow in this phone booth. We're going to win. So we need reporters at every event to show their meeting in phone booths.
And what's crazy is one of the vendors came up to me and was like, man, you know, the numbers are just not adding up. Like, you go to, we've been to all of them, Trump, Hillary, even in California, they said Hillary had low turnout. But
are you saying polls are fake?
Not turning up.
Are you saying Biden is not in the lead?
I would say, you know, between Biden, Beto, all of them, I mean, they all had small turnouts. It's really hard to tell.
You know, the best part about Beto is he'll say something and then 2 seconds later do it like, I'll tell you I'm angry. Now you're in trouble. Is he a robot or something? Because he even talks like Bernie, like, and everything's free. School, healthcare, and free wages, and other good stuff, too. My name's Pedo. Sorry, Millie, I'm being bad today. What a freak show that we can barely defeat this army of retards.
It's because they're rigging the elections. There's literally no other way that Hillary can.
Oh, that's it. Once a city goes blue, it never goes back. It's proven. Once it goes blue, it never goes back. Sorry. And then it's another weird, neurotic, inbred billionaire pissing on us like Pedo.
So this is a CNN headline. Joe Biden's past 24 hours could not have gone more perfectly. His launch of his campaign is so successful. He's going to win. He's going to take on Trump. I mean, they're literally pushing and pumping him up. And if you actually went to the Joe Biden rally, which I did, sorry, but maybe 300 people showing up doesn't actually stand a real chance against President Trump when I've been to rallies in that exact same neighborhood of Trump's. And he had the most insane crowd sizes, lines,
so Millie,
miles.
No, I totally agree. So you've documented it all. What are they going to do as it comes out that he's a Chinese agent and got $3 million from him? I mean, it's coming out. I mean, this guy is a criminal, hardcore criminal. He thought he'd be protected by Hillary. He's gone so far. Why do we let him walk? I want to see him. I want to see him in a Supermax prison.
We want to see Hillary in one, too. I mean, these Democrats seem to be able to commit crimes.
It's going to be you, Christian. It's going to be you in a gulag. Shut your mouth. I am superior, Millie. What do you say to Bernie and others? What do you see in the campaign, little lady?
Well, what I see from the liberals, which these are going to be the ones voting, so these are who, you know, we're kind of up against. These people do not care. They're Democrats, can be racist, can say horrible things, can sexually assault people, can be these horrible, vile people. They're going to support their person regardless. And then they're going to try to criticize the Republican for any little thing they do and act like they don't have double standards. And the reality is this is all about policy. Let them, you know, behind their lies and whatever they try to use, their emotional guilt trips, this is all about policy.
You are not in the Politburo, young lady. You do not set policy. Let's go to more of this upstart Millie Weaver daring to speak down to Biden. Here's more of her report.
This is typical of Democrat candidates, so they don't tend to have as big of turnout. This is not a really big venue either. It's a rather small building behind me that was filled up.
This is a
but overall, it's interesting because I talked to some of the shirt guys who follow around the presidential campaigns, and what he said is that he's noticed that the Democrat campaigns have much smaller turnouts.
Biden.
So let's go talk to some of these Biden supporters. What do you think about Biden?
Biden? Not a fan.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
Why are you here then?
I'm here just to see what he has to say.
Anybody to beat Trump. Anybody to beat Trump. But I like Joe Biden. I think he's very intelligent.
I like
very
Joe
sincere.
Biden.
I think he's mature, experienced. I think he has what it takes to beat Trump.
Very impressed with him.
Very impressed.
He said I like Biden.
So what brings you out here?
What do you like Alex Jones? Why do you work for him?
So
how does he pay you?
What brings you out here?
How much does he pay you? Are you
saying again? How much does he pay you? You're not. You want me to talk? I will not talk. How much does he pay you? Let's go back to this.
Well, Alex, that's one of the things that it's hard to hear in there. He actually says, how much does he pay you? Are you sleeping with him? So he can say this sexist remark to me and sit there and act like he's an ally to feminism.
Oh, by the way, Millie, we've shaken hands, but I'm in love with your power and your will and your courage and with the great work your husband does. I admire you and your family. That's what I'm in love with, just like you love what I'm doing. How dare him claim when I say I love a powerful, informed woman taking action, I tell the whole crew how much I admire you. How dare him boil that down to just sex? This isn't about sex.
No, what it is we all know that's the case, Alex, of course, but this guy is going to essentially.
No, he's going to say you're a sex object. He's going to say you're not out there because you're a badass reporter who has incredible courage, who's been beat up and pepper sprayed and called a white supremacist and attacked. He's going to say you got a job here, not because you get 20 million views a month, not because you're badass, but because you're a woman.
Like as though that's the only reason why a woman would be a reporter, right? That's the only reason a woman would actually be out there, not because she can hold her own as
a
reporter.
And only a leftist would think like that. I mean,
exactly. Exactly. Yet Trump has put more women in his cabinet than any other president. And these guys are the ones who want to say, oh, Trump's a misogynist, he's sexist, all this stuff. But then this guy can say sexist stuff to me.
Tom Papert's coming up in 15 minutes. God bless him. I seem to take over time. He's going to host, but I love him. We'll get him his own show soon, as well as you. But you're too busy on the road to do your own show. We already launched one. I want to come back and have you have the floor and play more of the clips to get into this. But, yeah, these weird men going, oh, why are you with InfoWars? Are you having sex with Jones? I mean, I remember the media put PIs on us. I've never told this story a few years ago, but I think I'm going to tell it. Leanne's coming into town this week. Her grandma had brain cancer. That's why she left for a while. But they had PIs on us and were convinced me and Leanne were dating. Never happened. I've shook Leanne's hand. They're like convinced I'm like them, that if good-looking women work in the building, I'm having sex with them. It ain't happening. What's happening is I'm effing over your globalist agenda. Got that? God almighty, it's insane. Holy Toledo. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
His own show soon here on the network. So I appreciate Melvin while we do all this. Millie Weaver, yeah, you're up there. And again, this all got filed today while I was on air. You sent me a transcript of someone was in it. But you've got Lepus coming up to you going, honey, why are you on InfoWars? You having sex with Alex Jones? And imagine, like, if a right winger said that, as if we would ever do it. You're good looking, you're smart, you've got hundreds of millions of views on these platforms conservatively. It's got to be a billion now. You've been on air as a reporter for InfoWars off and on for like 7 years. You're married. Your husband's running camera. You just had a baby a few months ago. And it's like, I'm not going to slap that guy in the face, but man, he won't respond to a live TV. He won't respond to a camera. He just wants to dehumanize you and do something that no right winger would ever do, but that he claims right wingers are doing. It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it was just a way to try to degrade me or try to, you know, dehumanize, like you said, degrade me, make me look like I'm not worth my salt. Many of the women standing by actually were not thrilled by him talking that way to a female reporter. So even some of the other women.
We're going to play it again, and we're going to play it again. But, I mean, and I just jump in here not to dominate you because I have to keep making comments. I noticed people got upset by that, but, I mean, this is a standard leftist operation. Why do you think they act like this?
Well, I think they're just hypocrites, really. Double standards, hypocrisy run rampant within the left. And they can be vile and nasty and mean, and they don't care. They see that they do no wrong because they believe that they have the moral high ground because they adhere to these principles that are being perpetuated through propaganda.
Well, you were a contractor 7 years ago for us. You've been here for 3 years. You just, like, royal flush, just like Caitlin Bennett. I mean, it isn't about women or men, but I'm actually telling my crew, I'm like, we need women. It's women that are dominating. And not just because you're a woman. The stuff you say, the stuff you do, what you catch, it's that magic. And we're trying to hire women versus CNN that's almost all men. It just seems like a virtue signal. It seems like pure crap.
Look, you know, I don't take it personal. A lot of this slides off my back like water off a duck's back. I mean, I don't care because I know most of these people are crazy. Okay, so who cares what a crazy person says? I mean, they were calling you all kinds of things, Alex. I mean, they were just making up stuff. Like, just one of them even just said,
just imagine that I hire women to have sex. Imagine that I'm actually hiring women to have sex with them. Think of how insulting that is.
Well, yeah, it was really meant to insult me as a reporter out there. That's what his aim was. I don't think they even believe half the stuff.
Well, let's just say it, Millie, because you've got a great husband and 2 children, and I'm sure that's passionate. It's awesome. But let's be honest. When you get a video that gets 20 million views and you change the course of humanity and you stand up for your children, is that not the highest thrill in your life?
Well, you know, Caitlin Bennett was actually the one who just recently got the 20 million.
I think she got like 50
video.
Million.
She just is off the charts. She is really kicking butt.
And I'm just saying, explain to people what really matters. We didn't script this. I mean, what's your view on that?
Well, I mean, my view is that you're always going to have people who are haters or who love what you're doing when you're actually being, when you're actually going out there and doing something that's worth doing. You're going to have people that hate you or love you.
Sure. So what I'm saying is, what are the highest points in your life?
Probably following around the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Trump campaign.
And catching her falling down.
Well, that too. It's not like it's the highest point in my life. Obviously, the highest point emotionally.
No, but that's like shooting torpedoes down the Death Star mine shaft. Sorry, go ahead.
the highest point in my life was actually having my son. I mean, that's my moment of like, wow, I fulfilled my dreams, my hopes, and, you know, that's the highest point in my life. But as far as like my career, I would say following the Trump campaign, the Hillary campaign, participating in what happened in 2016, that was just so amazing. And I hope more people will actually get out there and participate in this next upcoming election.
Exactly. They want to penalize people, but they can't stop the masses. But you just had your new baby, too. That was powerful. But there's nothing like that first baby, is there?
It's that first baby. I love my daughter all the same. I love her just as much. But just like the rite of passage into motherhood.
Explain the switches that get flipped. How much did your IQ go up when you had that first baby?
I don't even know if it's necessarily IQ. It's that my confidence, my strength, my authority, my compassion, my empathy, all of that just got heightened to where I'm like, it sounds cheesy, but I'm this mother bear, so don't mess with my kids. You know, it's like, do not mess with.
You turned into a war machine for humanity.
Yeah, and I try to project that out there in my work and stand with strength. And I'm not intimidated by these crazy leftists that want to scream and yell in my face and threaten me, because I know that, you know, what I'm doing is right. And I'm a person of faith where I believe that God protects me and looks out for me, because I feel like what I'm doing is in a way some of his work.
No, I totally agree. The force is with you. Let's go back to your huge reports on InfoWars.com. We should get to all of it here, but Papert's coming up. Here's more of this guy saying, oh, you're on InfoWars because you have sex with Alex Jones. Here he is.
You said I like Biden.
So what brings you out here?
What do you like Alex Jones? Why do you work for him?
So
how much does he pay you?
What brings you out here?
How much does he pay you? Are you sleeping with him?
That's a pretty, I would say, sexist comment to make against a female reporter, that I have to be sleeping with my boss in order to have a job. That's pretty low. That's pretty low. Do you like Biden?
I'm looking at the field and doing my homework.
What do you hope to hear from Biden today?
A plan for our future.
What do you think about Donald Trump?
What am I on? Not very much. I think he's a piece of work.
He wants to build the wall. he is anti-immigration. He has produced tax cuts for the wealthy.
Let's pause again. Wall Street gives 99% of their money to Hillary. They're trying to crush our border and enslave us right now. And these people are just such followers. And I'm not being mean, but you look at them, they're so physically weak, Millie. Like, a woman has great intuition about a man or about women have intuition. What is your intuition about leftists when you're around them? I don't feel good they're so weak. I just feel like they're dead.
Yeah, they're definitely lost. I mean, I misinformed, lost, aimed in the wrong direction. It's like they're literally just brainwashed, and it's like you can trigger them just by saying things that you know go against the mainstream media's programming, essentially. So it's crazy to see that these are like lemmings that all want to run off a cliff into the next Hillary, which is Biden.
Wow, the next Venezuela. Well, tell people where they can find your videos. They're on NewsWars.com. They're on InfoWars.com. Only our audience can breathe life into these and get them out there. But tell people about your YouTube, about your Twitter, about where people can find the great work you're doing, Millie.
Well, you can go to Millennial Millie on YouTube. And what I will say is that was just the very beginning of the videos. And the other video is even more impactful, where these leftists go crazy. They attack me. They slander Alex Jones. One lady.
I haven't seen this yet. What's the name of that one?
That one is called Uninformed Leftists Get Triggered by Facts. That was actually pretty funny. It's hilarious, actually.
We're going to have to bleep that out and air on the War Room coming up. But we'll do that. All right, Millie, you're awesome. Gavin's awesome. He's the guy behind the camera, your husband. You're awesome. We admire you as a human soul, and we love you. And all these idiots thinking that we're all having sex or something, it's a little bit deeper than that. It's spiritual. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highway No. 2 album, Silver Stallion. You know, a few bands can do live better than they can do taped, but that is definitely the Highway One.
I'm gonna steal me.
Only Chris Christopherson and Willie Nelson survive.
With not a mark upon his silky hide.
Teach him. He can trust me like a brother. And one day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
cheesy Game of Thrones analogy about those dragons that took 5 seasons to raise, but once you raise them, they're fire-breathing and they're ready. That's part of the song. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
With razor blades and dice.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
And just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
And thunder.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Oh, we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack.
This is America's defense against the globalist cancer.
We're gonna ride.
This is it. This is you, the audience, that are the leaders. You're in the arena right now. Tom Papper takes over. I want to invite him to co-host the show soon or take it over himself. I just bad luck for him every time he's about to co-host, and I appreciate him doing it, that I end up taking over. But there's so much going on. What an epic time to be alive. Tom, we love you, and we appreciate you taking over, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on. And it's okay. I understand. Sometimes the news is just so insane, you need to keep going. And someday, Alex, when we're all done with this, when you can finally retire like Bilbo Baggins, let's go create a Highwaymen cover band, because your country music singing is some of the best out there. I have.
No, you're awesome. Well, I didn't cover transgender athlete smashes 4 women's powerlifting records, and then world champion powerlifting women go, this is a joke, that's a man, they're calling for their arrest. I mean, this is the level we've hit where every women's sport's going to be dominated by a dude. I mean, this is mental illness, man. They go, you don't like trans people. I don't give a damn what you're doing. You want to cut your Johnson off? Go ahead. Just don't charge me for it. But I don't want to go to one of my daughter's sports and have some 40. You know how they have adults competing as little kids? They're now saying they identify themselves as young. So some 50-year-old dude's going to beat up your 5-year-old daughter. God almighty, Jesus, sorry.
No, you're all right. You know, I've got a friend here in town. He's a big, muscular guy. He works out all summer long. And I keep telling him, Craig, you and I need to get together. You'll identify as a woman. You can even wear a dress.
Oh, I think it's a stunt. I should try to go join, say, 6-year-old girl swimming. And I can beat them. And I'll just, like, I'm a 6-year-old girl. And I'll be in the newspaper with all the blue ribbons. In fact, I'm doing it. That's it. I'm doing it. I am a 6-year-old girl.
And, you know,
I'm not going to go with the left. You know, the men demand to be in the showers of the girls. I won't go that far. But, you know, that's where they are. Go ahead.
Well, and people think we're joking. Just a couple years ago, there was like a 46 or a 52-year-old obese man who said, I identify as a 6-year-old now. And he found a family to take him in and raise him as if he's a 6-year-old girl. It's absolutely disgusting what goes on.
Oh, no, leftists make people, they get taxpayer money in San Francisco to be on a chain, and they take the man out and he poops in a field and they pick it up.
It is just, it's disgusting. And, you know, it's this full assault.
Tom, why are you racist against that? We need to have convicted pedophiles in school with small children.
Right. Because it's empowering. You know, we had an article up at Big League Pump.
We keep the baby comfortable.
That's right. Well, they actually said, we're going to groom this children. That's what this is all about.
We're going to groom them
to be part of the LGBT community. And isn't that wonderful and progressive? And we're just going to have our convicted pedophiles who rape 8-year-old boys come out and we're going to groom you. Nothing wrong with
Pepper,
that.
I shouldn't have taken over today. What do you have in the segments you have to cover here, Jedi leader?
You know, I've got a lot because I've been kind of listening to the show and I wanted to keep it in line. One of the big things to
talk about.
Are you
going to keep the audience comfortable?
And then you and I, as the host and the co-host, the guest host, we will make a decision as to whether or not we should kill the audience, obviously.
We don't want the parents involved. We just kill the baby, all them little goody-tooties.
You know, Ralph Northam is now trying to find people to say that they were in that famous blackface KKK photo. Because, you know, not only does he like to kill babies, but ostensibly he hates black people. And he's trying to find a cover. I wonder how much he's going
to be. Why are you being bad, Tom? Just let us kill you, Tom. Southern loving voice, Tom.
I wonder, did he have this moment with the ethereal George Soros telling him if he just kills
it's
the baby?
It's called Southern Loving, Tom.
It's out of comfort and compassion. We'll make them comfortable, and then we'll just put the ice pick right in the forehead, and they'll be totally comfortable.
And then we get those little goody woodies. Oh, my.
And then you just sell it to the highest bidder, use that to fund your campaign.
Hey, what do you think? Dollars. What do you think of the fact that it's coming out that Biden's a Chi-Com operative?
You know, it doesn't surprise me. Biden has so many disgusting things surrounding him. At Big League Politics, we had an exclusive story where they actually, we have a person who came forward. Biden's daughter.
You're a senior writer at BigLeaguePolitics.com, a total badass. Tell us about this.
So we have this article where Biden's daughter-in-law, she runs this Lawyers for Needy People organization that's a total sham.
Which means they swindles the cash, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Well, it turns out
we
one of their lawyers,
comfortable.
They had this 19, 18-year-old kid who they were representing another guy, and he was called in as a witness. And this lawyer goes into the men's room with this kid and sexually propositions him. This is in Joe Biden's daughter-in-law's legal group. And then they just sweep it under the rug. Oh, this never happened. Yeah, we're sorry if you were uncomfortable.
Wait, you mean people associated with Biden are grabbing kids? You're telling me bears live in the woods?
Who could have ever seen this happening? But, you know, so it doesn't surprise me that he's in bed with China. And, in fact, if you look at the company he keeps, Hillary Clinton, we all know what she does with China. We all know what she does with foreign governments. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Papert, you need to join me throughout the week. What's coming up in the next segment here?
So I thought since we were talking about Biden, I wanted to talk about that. We've also got kind of I want to give some backstory about Rod Rosenstein, because this guy has been a bad actor for a very long time. He interviewed Hillary Clinton way back in the day. Or I'm sorry. I think it was President Bill Clinton all the way back in Whitewater when he was impeached in the House, but not the Senate, if memory serves. And it was a 15-minute interview. It didn't happen where it was supposed to happen. And then all these years later in 2017, when he joined the Trump administration, he lied on his resume. And he said that at the time that he was interviewing the Clintons about whether or not they broke the law, he said that he was the attorney general for a state, chief prosecutor for Maryland, I think it was. So this guy is a real piece of work. He's the same guy.
By the way, I should have led the show, and I'm glad you're going to do this next segment. Thank God you're here. Why is the head of the Air Force Academy stepping down? Why is the head of Guantanamo stepping down? Why is Rod Rosenstein stepping down? I'm told the Tea Leaf Show, this is not very good jubu hooju or whatever for the establishment.
Right. Well, if you look at it, ever since that Mueller report broke, we've had like, what, 10 different top officials now all throughout the federal government stepping down, quote unquote. And we all know the way this works. When you get to these upper echelons, you get the choice. They come, they bring you in the office and they say, all right, you can either step down or we're going to fire you and you'll be a public disgrace. And if they're
you
smart,
see
they'll say, all right,
works?
I'll step down.
You see how it works, Papa? We're going to get those little gizzard snippets. It's all liberal, though.
Tom Papert is on fire. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us for one more segment. Then the war room is ready. Hillary loves you. Take the vaccines. Yes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. Thank you all so much for watching today. Alex is having a lot of fun. Was that not some fascinating video that Millie Weaver got at the Joe Biden rally? And of course, Biden is now a vice presidential candidate. Sleepy Joe, as President Trump calls him, he was teasing it for like 2.5 months. Will he run? Won't he run? And part of me thought that he was going to do a repeat of 2016, where he said one of his biggest regrets was not just hopping in the race. But Joe Biden was roundly mocked for his really kind of strange speech. Again, we learned from Millie Weaver, 240 people in that crowd. President Trump says the night before, I'm going to be at such and such arena, 20,000 people, 10,000 people waiting outside. You literally cannot get into the Trump rallies if you're not there 3, 4, 5 hours early standing in line. People are camping overnight, but Joe Biden gets 240 people, so therefore he's going to defeat Trump is what they tell us. But he was roundly mocked, as I said. We can get into the medical issues that Joe Biden has had that might have led to some of his slurring. But of course, if you do that, then they're just going to say that he's in the best health of his life, a la Hillary Clinton in 2016, where they maintained that even though she had the weird head motions, she couldn't be outside for more than 20, 30 minutes. She had 3 or 4 days in between speeches. They maintained that she was completely healthy. So we'll just totally brush all that aside. We've got an article up Here at BigLeaguePolitics.com, Biden's painful slurring campaign speech garners mockery. And I have to say, I love what our editor-in-chief of Big League Politics, Patrick Halley, did here. He's got this great way of getting people. It's the opposite of clickbait, really. You think you're going to be reading this little puff piece about how Joe Biden is a disgrace, and then, bam, he hits you with the giant red pill. Because just here recently, we had a longer article up at Big League Politics, and we talked about this, Alex and I did a little bit in the last segment, but Joe Biden's daughter-in-law, Kathleen Biden, operates this weird little group called DC Volunteer Lawyers Project, which, according to the person who made the accusation that I'm about to get to, it's not volunteer. They get paid very well. They get a lot of money from their clients and from shady resources. But allegedly, Kathleen Biden, she has this group, and there's this lawyer in it, or there was, and he was representing a young child in a custody case. The parents, the mother wanted to homeschool. The father said homeschooling is bad. And so they bring in the lawyers. They've got to go before the judge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all know how this works. And the DC volunteer lawyers was supposed to be helping out the people who wanted to homeschool. Well, they call in a witness who is an older kid. He's graduated from high school. He's 18, 19, somewhere in that age range. And so they bring him in as a witness to say, look, I was homeschooled. I turned out great. I did the best in my job. I've got a great education after high school, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it turns out this lawyer, this is what they're alleging at least. They go, the guy testifies. They might bring him back in again, as is often the case in court proceedings. So he goes to the restroom to relieve himself. And this lawyer follows him in. And says, you know, you're a very fine looking young man. You're a handsome guy. I think you should do modeling. I think you should come over to my house, and I'm having this great house party. We're going to have all kinds of great people there, and we really need a great looking guy like you. And he takes out a business card, presumably while they're standing at the urinal, and he writes down his address on there and his contact information on there, and he hands it to this kid. And I say kid, 18 is legally an adult, but in 21st century America, it's very rare to find an 18-year-old who acts and thinks like an adult, and your brain isn't even done developing. So this kid walks out of the bathroom, and he hands the card to his mom, and he relays this weirdo story that he just encountered, and the only thing they can think is that he was propositioning him in the men's bathroom of a D.C. courthouse. This is the Biden family. So when Alex Jones broke the story earlier today, it's up on Infowars.com, of course, that Joe Biden has all kinds of China ties. It doesn't surprise me at all. Of course, everybody remembers the Clinton administration was essentially selling nights in, what was it, the Lincoln bedroom to China, giving China all kinds of preferential treatment. Obama did absolutely nothing to go after China, which has been ripping our country off in intellectual property. We have the world's worst unfair trade deals. In fact, TPP would have been a disaster for the United States economy, and it was pushed by the Obama administration. These globalists, and I think it's because they profit off of it, clearly. These globalists have absolutely nothing wrong with China becoming the new global hegemon of the planet. That's really what they think. It'll be great. Let China take over. This will be the Chinese millennium. Chinese had documents from the 90s where they're saying how we will make this the Chinese millennium. And the globalists are totally all for it. There's no doubt in my mind. So I just wanted to put that tidbit in there. Of course, watch Millie Weaver's videos. They're up at NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Millie does amazing work, and she has for many years. And my goodness, it's so insane. I've been watching her since I was a kid. And now she's got kids of her own. It's amazing how we all grow up in this amazing liberty movement. But Rod Rosenstein has resigned. The deep state apparently is in chaos. As Alex and I were talking about just a minute or two ago, we've had something like 10 or 12 top deep state actors resign in the last 2 weeks. Ever since the Mueller report was released in its redacted form, we all learned there was no obstruction. We all learned there was no collusion. We learned some shocking things. We learned, for instance, that the Russians spent a very small amount of money in the wider scheme of things, but they also spent that money pushing Black Lives Matter, pushing the LGBTQIAA++P agenda. They were also pushing Islam, basically anything they could do, including pushing Bernie Sanders, to destroy America's societal cohesion. And if you look around, with that small amount of money they invested in those ads, they seem to have been quite successful. But I wanted to expand on something that I talked about with Alex in the last segment. Rod Rosenstein, a lot of people have been critical about him since day one, and with good reason. He had a 15-minute interview with the Clintons to determine if they lied to Congress about the famous blue dress humidor, Monica Lewinsky. 15-minute interview. So this happened obviously way back in the 90s, but it's also worth mentioning that Rosenstein basically lied. Because when that interview occurred, Rosenstein said he was working somewhere completely different. That's what he told the Trump administration when he got hired all the way back in 2017. Rosenstein has also been the guy who famously said, well, what do you want me to do? Wear a wire? Should I wear a wire when I talk to President Trump? Do I need to wear a wire? This guy is, you just look at his face. And I know that this is a little bit like low-hanging fruit, but this guy does not look trustworthy to me. He's raising his hand, and he just looks like a weasel. He really looks like a strange weasel creature. So I'm glad that he's gone. But was his resignation letter not very strange? He thanked President Trump for his humor. He thanked President Trump for his campaign promises and what he said at the inauguration. He noted that he served longer than the majority of deputy AGs before him. He said that the average span is just 16 months, and he lasted a full 24. It was very strange, and he seemed to throw all kinds of America First rhetoric right back in the president's face. And you can read that two ways. You can read that one, he's trying to say that he was really a patriot. He was really working for America's best interests all along. Or you can read that as saying, I'm going to code my language to insult the president. I'm going to code my language to make it sound like President Trump is the one not keeping his campaign promises. And so I just find that absolutely fascinating. And I am incredibly optimistic. If you look at what's going on, President Trump is seemingly cleaning house. And that's been needed for a very long time. Of course, Steve Bannon said it was the original sin of the Trump administration that in a desperate effort to staff the government as quickly as possible so they could enact the president's agenda, they brought in all of these people who are essentially the deep state, who are the Republican establishment. They have Kasich people working in the White House. They have Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio clowns working in the White House. So it looks like President Trump is going to get some of these bad actors out of his path. It looks like this country might really be on its way to an unfettered America First agenda. And I personally hope that means the president is going to go after these big tech platforms for censoring Alex Jones and so many other fantastic people. Myself, I'm still on Facebook, God Emperor Trump. I'm still on Twitter, at Real GE Trump. Find me, please. But let me tell you, folks, the shadow ban is real. We do probably half of what we did 2 years ago, and it was flipped like a switch. This wasn't a gradual decline. You can look at the ratings, and it goes bing, and then down, drops off like a rock. We're still reaching millions, and I'm thankful. So as we get to the last few seconds here, I want to remind everybody to watch War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up next right here on Infowars.com/show. I also want to remind everybody to go try some of these amazing products that you can get at the Infowars studio right now. This one here, X2. I've actually never tried X3 because I was lucky I got X2 before they temporarily lost it at the InfoWarsStore.com. And it has been truly a life-changing experience, having some real iodine in my system that doesn't come from salt. Fortunately, we don't have fluoride where I live, so that's nice. I'm Tom Papert. This has been the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Find me on Facebook. I do a live show every night, 8 p.m. Central. God Emperor Trump. Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction. reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.